he wants a microphone too.
Brad Armstrong, tonight you and I are scheduled to do battle, but perhaps I could persuade you that discretion is the better part of valor. See, I understand your frustration. I understand your hurt. In 1980, I remember you were once voted Rookie of the Year. In 1981, you were one half of the World Tag Team Champions. But since then, isn't it true that your career has descended into mediocrity? Hear me out. Hear me out, Armstrong. I'm fully aware of the Armstrong curse.
Yeah, well, look at this. Saturn is in.
They say that the sins of the father are visited upon the son. I understand your respect and your admiration for your father, Bullet Bob Armstrong. He was a great man. But isn't it true that the other promoters, the bookers for World Championship Wrestling, were jealous of him and they take it out on you? They take it out on you, Brad Armstrong. Give in to your hate. Give in to your anger. Give in to your frustration. I feel your pain.
Raven again.
Oh, he's that even to a word on Brad Armstrong as Nick Pitcher calls for the bell. This will be a one-move match, and this is over.
There's Armstrong's purse right there, and his name's Raven.
It was starting to sound like a recruiting speech. And then he hit him with the even flow.